Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Jess with your 8 AM Zedlines.
In local news, thousands of employees across 34 Queensland Catholic schools will take protected industrial action today as negotiations with employers continue. Members of the Independent Education Union will halt work for 5 minutes, followed by a range of work bans throughout the day. Even staff from the most prestigious schools are expected to participate. This strike is part of a campaign that seeks to address the workload crisis that is driving teachers away from the industry.
In more local news, only 1 in 4 Queensland households maintained a yearly check on their smoke alarms, despite 98% of the families having them installed, according to a government report. Research from Brooks Australia added that for 2 in 5 Australian renters don't test and clean their smoke alarms, and 1 in 10 don't even know if their food smoke alarms work or not. The report said smoke alarms are the most important residential fire safety device, provide them an early warning signals to safely evacuate. It also urged renters to know their rights and responsibilities when it comes to smoke alarms to ensure they are protecting their friends and families.
In national news, Australia's rental crisis is crippling the country's most essential workers. According to a recent Anglicare Australia survey, nurses, early childhood educators, and aged care workers can only afford around 1 in 100 rentals. This affordability crisis is expected to be a key discussion point in the upcoming National Cabinet meeting, as it's leading to several industry labour shortages. Workers are unable to afford living in areas where the shortages are at its worst.
In more national news, research infused that the cost of living crisis is affecting road safety. The finding from Continental Tires, financial strains have left drivers vulnerable on the road, with nearly 2 in 5 Australians admitted to delay vital car and tire maintenance. On average, Australians confess that they delayed their tire or car maintenance by 1 to 3 months during financial challenges, while 16% said their vehicles isn't something they want to spend their money on.
In national news, organisers of a Malaysian music festival are seeking over $4 million in losses from British band The 1975, follow the lead singer's controversial outcry. In July, local authorities shut down Future Sound Asia after Maddie Healy protested against the Malaysian government's stance against homosexuality. The singer went on an expletive rant before kissing the male bassist during the festival's opening show. Now, FSA is demanding The 1975 pay the millions of dollars for compensation, as many local artists and small businesses were affected by the festival's cancellation. The band is yet to respond.
For your weather, Brisbane is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.